Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Well, on a day like today, everything that we've seen transpire on Thursday, this goes to show why we are here, why we do what we do right here on this program, because of these kinds of developments, these kinds of eventualities, folks, that you just can't make up. I mean, you can't sit around in a writer's room somewhere and come up with this kind of stuff. It's just too good. It's just too good. But folks, we're here to try to make some sense of it, if that's even humanly possible at this point. But welcome to the program, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. Friday / weekend edition is here. It is Super Bowl weekend as well. We're going to have a lot of fun with that, I know. We'll be talking with Patrick Hyland a little bit later on in the program about looking forward to the Super Bowl. And then early Monday morning, we'll have the aftermath of the Super Bowl as well. So we hope you can stay tuned for that. But again, welcome to the program, folks. 949-822-7959. That's the number to call if you'd like to be part of the program. You can also head over to my home website of KyleWarrenShow.com. That's KyleWarrenShow.com if you'd like to send us a direct message this morning. Well, all right. We just before the top of the hour, we were talking with Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. Folks, she has been in the thick of it all day long, and she's going to take another five-hour shot, I think, right before the news came on, so that we can continue through the program, because Denise, like I was saying, this is why we're here. This is what we do when the news comes out like this, don't you think?
You know, when we heard that Biden was going to come out last night in the White House and make a statement unannounced, I thought, this is so bad that the staff at the White House feel like they have to put him out there to show that he is mentally lucid and capable. And then in that, he claims that he spoke with Al-Sisi of Mexico talking about the Rafah crossing for humanitarian. And I just...
Yeah.
So... I mean, and I looked at the TV and I went, Mexico? I thought, where is he going to go with Mexico? And then I yelled Mexico. And then I got a text message from a friend out in California that just as I was yelling Mexico, that said, did he just say Mexico? And I said, yes. And then I was on... X or Twitter, and everybody was saying the same thing, Mexico. So whatever they thought, that they were going to close the curtain on this one, it made it worse.
Well, and, exactly. Now, I'm not aware, though. I don't think they ever made a correction about that.
No.
Yeah, he just said Mexico. That was it.
Right. So the other thing is... Just because Robert Herr, in his report, is making recommendations not to charge Biden, what he's really saying is, yep, he's a criminal. He violated at least a couple of laws, but he's too feeble, and a jury wouldn't, you know, he would lose the case.
Right.
And the Department of Justice doesn't want to lose a case. So we're letting a criminal go, which is precisely what James Comey did with Hillary.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. No reasonable jury or something would convict her of that right. Or something, if I
now,
recall correctly, yeah.
Garland does not have to accept, this is key, Garland does not have to accept Robert Herr's recommendation. Garland can still charge Biden.
That was interesting. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Now, what does that look like? I don't know. Is that something that would happen, for the sake of argument, let's say he does charge him. When does that go to trial? And they don't even want that on a headline.
Well, so, maybe they could make it go, you know, concurrently with Trump trials and get everything done before the election. You know,
well,
who knows?
Garland, yeah. This has put Garland in a very bad place. And I don't know how many charges are on Trump for the Mar-a-Lago thing. I heard something around there's 90 separate charges on the Mar-a-Lago thing. I don't know if that's true or not. I may have misheard it. But I would say that they're going to have to re-examine the charges against Trump based on not charging Biden. So if you want to get Trump on anything, I think maybe the only thing you can necessarily get him on would be obstruction.
Mm-hmm.
That one's shaky, too.
Well, and Biden spent a long time in his speech talking about what he did was not bad, but what Trump did was bad. I mean, is that a president also sort of interfering into an ongoing prosecution? Yeah,
absolutely it is.
Yeah, because he's drawing conclusions, giving it to the American public and saying, well, it wasn't out in public spaces like it was at Mar-a-Lago. It was just in my garage, and I don't even know how it got to my garage.
But that into itself is not true.
It's not true, exactly. Exactly. Then they have
because it was not only in his garage. If you look at the pictures, it was not only in the garage, but it was also in desk drawers in his office. And he even says to his ghostwriter, "I found this in my office downstairs." Now, when he says downstairs, it's not in the house that he was in today. It was in a house that he was renting in McLean, Virginia.
Mm-hmm.
So the documents got moved again from McLean, Virginia to the house that he's in now. Do you see what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. I mean, yeah.
Then there's the Penn Center.
That's right.
And those documents got moved, and they were stacked up. So for 40 years, he's had boxes of documents, and he wants to blame it on his staff. But here's the other interesting thing. Many of those documents had markings of top secret, which means they came out of a skiff.
Yeah, and he was saying none of them had the big red marks or something, the big red tape. Yeah, so hold that thought, Denise. I mean, this is getting a lot better as we go on. So stay right there, Denise, folks. Also stay right there because we're going to come right back. More with Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. I'll warn with you, it is the Friday/Weekend Edition.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
February is Heart Month, and every year, Extendivite has a sale. This year is no different. Extendivite is regularly $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a two-month supply. In February, Extendivite is only $57.50 for a two-month supply, plus shipping and handling. Extendivite is a combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. These ingredients work synergistically to improve your overall health. So don't delay. Join the Extendivite family today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
All right, Friday slash weekend edition rolls on, everybody. By the way, whenever you're hearing this program this weekend, you're welcome to head over to my home website, KyleWarrenShow.com. If you want to send us a direct message, simply click on Send Kyle a Direct Message, and you'll be off and running from there. And many times we have listeners who will write in and they'll say, hey, ask Denise Simon this, or, you know, that kind of thing. So you're always welcome to do that, and we love to get messages from you. So again, whenever you're listening, you can send us a message anytime, day or night. All right. Well, once again, folks, welcome back to the show. And 949-822-7959, that's the number. We're going to open up the telephone lines at the bottom of the hour if you'd like to ask Denise Simon a question or make a comment live on the air. But we've got Denise Simon back with us. Good morning again, Denise.
Good morning.
All right. Well, once again, it is chock full. So we talked a little bit about Biden. Now on the on this Supreme Court issue with Donald Trump, you know, I think the justices were asking some pretty interesting questions, and it kind of gave us an idea of maybe where they're going. But is that really a gauge? I mean, sometimes you never know.
Well, interestingly enough, I really believed that the original presentation was really quite good. My lawyer, his name escapes me. Anyway, he had argued before the Supreme Court at least 50 times. So he knew how to make his presentation, and he was really quite articulate in every single answer that he gave. And he didn't say, I think, maybe, kind of, sort of. He was exact and very specific on every response in his replies to the questions that he got. Conversely, this cat, Murray, who was hired by the state of Colorado, I guess, to defend Colorado's decision, had never argued before the Supreme Court.
Mm-hmm.
And he had a lot of, yes, I think, maybe, perhaps, in his presentation. And there were some fascinating questions that were put really in the exchange with Murray. It was much better, in my opinion, on where this thing was going than it was on the defense of Trump. So at some points, even some of the jurists were actually annoyed with Murray. You know, your answers, you're not answering the questions, or that's not helpful, or you're not understanding what I'm saying. So I don't expect it to be a 9-0 decision. But I do expect it to go in the way of keeping Trump on the ballot.
Well, sure.
Now, having said that, we have, what, 6 other states that are in the mix? And it'll be interesting to see whenever this decision comes back from the Supreme Court what these other states will do. Because, you know, we don't know what their necessarily arguments would be. But it would send the clarion call. But I would also say, be careful of Colorado. Even if it goes against Colorado, I would say that Colorado could end up playing some very nasty ballot games to torpedo, you know, Trump, votes for Trump in the general election.
Oh, yeah. And even at the national level, the Democrats may also be gearing up to try to disqualify Trump following the election if they control both houses of Congress, for example.
That's right.
Yeah, so in other words, it used to be the politics of personal destruction. Now it seems to just be the politics of total destruction with the way that they're approaching this. And again, they'll couch it in the notion that they're defending our democracy from a despot. But in reality, they're acting in a despotic way, basically.
Correct.
Yeah, so, I mean, you know, it's not funny, but what it is that it's that they are you know, trying to project this idea that they are the sole keepers of the flame, and that sounds a lot like sometimes when you do get people who try to seize power. They're the only ones who get it, that kind of stuff.
It came out last night that Bob Bauer is Biden's personal attorney. And he came from the Obama administration.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Bob Bauer is destructive, nefarious, and cunning as Mark Elias. He was the White House counsel under the Obama administration. And what's particularly interesting is that he was born into a Jewish family. And so for Biden to be taking, in this administration, to be taking the position they are taking today on Israel is really curious.
Mm-hmm.
But here's the other interesting thing. Anita Dunn is Bob Bauer's wife. And I'll remind the listeners that during the Obama administration, she was giving a speech, and she said two of my favorite people were Mao Zedong and Mother Teresa.
I remember, yeah.
That's her.
Yeah.
That's his wife. So, it'll be interesting to see where all of this goes.
Well, you know, it's interesting, too, because, you know, she can say something like, one of my favorite people is Mao Zedong, but if you say, one of my favorite people is Donald Trump, then you're some kind of a, you know what I mean? Exactly.
But the other interesting thing is that after the Obama administration, Bob Bauer went back to work at Perkins Coie. I'll remind the listeners that Perkins Coie was the law firm where Mark Elias was, and they were the ones that were completely behind all things dossier and Russiagate.
That's right. Yeah. Indeed.
It's enough to make your eyes glaze over,
well,
you know?
Well, sure. Yeah, I mean, it just, but even so, no matter what, let's say the, you know, no matter what the Supreme Court says, and I do think it'll be in favor of Trump, but it's not going to be unanimous, but it's going to be, I think, heavily weighted. But no matter what would happen, somebody's going to get mad. And if, certainly if it's for Trump, then we're going to have the calls that it's an illegitimate court.
Well, we're already, CNN, I think, is already talking about that. They were talking about that last night, I think.
Yeah, preemptively, I guess. You know.
Now what are they going to do? In that press conference last night, or that presentation that Biden made at 8 o'clock, the press pool, you could tell they were angry. They were all, I mean, several of them were screaming and shouting at him. But they were challenging him. I mean, they all knew the truth. And now it's on paper.
Right.
In a government document by Robert Hur.
Yeah.
And so now what?
Well, in other words,
now where do we go?
Exactly. Something's changed. And I don't think he's ever stood there before getting a barrage of the questions being yelled all at the same time. And they're basically saying to him, Mr. President, how do you respond to the idea that you're an elderly, nice man who, you know,
he
just
was
has
told
a poor
to go
memory.
Out there. They put a notebook out there before he walked out. You saw the guy that went to the podium and stuck a binder there. And it had talking points on it, and he was told to be defiant, and he was.
And no kidding. But even to the point, I think it was a little off-putting as well. The way that he started saying to that one reporter, that's your judgment, and so forth. It was not a pretty picture. This was not the finest hour, really, of almost any president trying to get through a very contentious question and answer session.
What was really disturbing was almost immediately, you know, I was on Twitter last night, X, I'm going to still say Twitter,
right.
But one of the first posts that I saw was from the BBC,
mm-hmm.
saying all the same things that you and I are sitting here saying. I thought, oh, God.
Isn't that interesting? Isn't that interesting? Yeah, but you might start hearing
worldwide.
More.
Worldwide. Now, the question is going to be, because I think the King of Jordan is about to visit the White House next week.
Mm-hmm.
So the next thing is going to be, what are our enemies going to do?
Good question. Stay right there, Denise. We're going to come right back. Got a short break, everybody. But when we come back, that is a central question. Kyle Warren with you. Stay right there.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA News Update. Israel anticipated to launch an invasion of Rafah, the largest refugee camp in Gaza for displaced Palestinians. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has instructed the military to ready for civilian evacuations in the city. President Biden responding to a Department of Justice report that cites lapses in memory noted by special counsel investigators who had interviewed him earlier about classified documents.
I'm well-meaning, and I'm an elderly man, and I know what the hell I'm doing. I've been president, and I put this country back on its feet. I don't need his recommendation.
In their report, the officials said the president appeared to have a difficult time recalling the timeline of his son Beau's death and didn't recall his time as vice president very well either. The combination of Midwest, tornadoes, and February is unusual, but this week breaks the norm. Severe storms led to the issuance of the first ever February tornado warnings in Wisconsin on Thursday. John Schaefer, USA News.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. Welcome back, of course, as we continue racing through and rocketing through the Friday slash weekend edition. And it's going by super fast again. The time really does fly here on the program. Again, I can't explain it. I don't know how to explain it. And as I've said, so I just accept it. And we're having some fun, folks. Welcome back, of course, 949-822-7959. If you have a question or comment for Denise Simon, who's our guest this segment, of course, and as we always talk to at this time of the program, this hour of the program. And also, you can head over to KyleWarrenShow.com. That's KyleWarrenShow.com if you'd like to send us a direct message or if you have a question you'd like to send in for Denise this morning. All right, so welcome back again, Denise Simon.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning again. Well, those 5 hour shots, I think they're doing the trick. I think it sounds like it. We're really making some progress here. But again, it's like, and this is just the way it is sometimes. Everything starts happening all at the same time.
It sure does. Yesterday, and I have not watched the Tucker interview. I have it, but you know, because I can save it, I haven't watched it yet. But I will say that I did see where Putin filibustered Tucker on the history.
Yeah.
And if what he's saying about the history with respect to Ukraine, then the fact that, for the sake of argument, if he wins and he takes over eastern Ukraine, then given his history and what his objective is, every other state that fell off of Soviet Union ought to be on alert. But I'm kind of disappointed, and again, I haven't watched the thing, but I don't think that Tucker brought up, I would say, the Minsk Agreement or the Budapest Memorandum. The Budapest Memorandum was negotiated with Bill Clinton that said, Ukraine, give up your 1,600 nuclear weapons, and if anything happens, we'll come to your defense. Which is really what we're bound to do, what we're doing with Ukraine.
Right.
There's an agreement there. But I would also say it's important to understand how many oligarchs and people, dissidents, that have turned up dead.
Yeah. Well, no kidding. Yeah, that's,
you know,
that's not like a movie. Yeah, exactly.
And so forth. Okay? But I would invite the listeners to take a long look at who was once the CEO of Yukos Oil. He was literally the richest, one of the richest men in the world, worth billions and billions. Mikhail Khodorkovsky. What they did to him and to Yukos Oil was really historic. And fascinatingly enough, when they did this because of taxes, they kept imposing all these taxes, and then they put Mikhail Khodorkovsky in prison. The company was run, interestingly enough, by a fellow by the name of Stephen Feeds. Well, he was an expert in U.S. oil, and he was hired from and went from the United States over to Russia to run the company.
Mm-hmm.
The company is nowhere today. In fact, they really stole it from Khodorkovsky. Khodorkovsky, whatever you say his name. And it was just destruction. But that's happened to several others as well. So, I'm fine with Tucker interviewing him, but I don't think that the Tucker managed that interview the way he needed to.
Well, and there was a lot of sort of pre-criticism about all this as well.
Oh, but tons of it.
Yeah, but one of the things I did see, and I haven't seen the interview yet either. I'm like you, I'm going to watch it at a later time. But one of the headlines that seemed to have come out of it is that Putin is threatening, of course, a larger war, World War III, we have U.S. troops. And that's not, I hope, in the offing at this point. But it does go back to your other point, though. Is giving money and other material at at various states of deployment here, is that the same thing as defending Ukraine, or is defending Ukraine actually boots on the ground?
Well, we don't necessarily know how far we would take the Budapest Memorandum. So, but I would say to adhere to the Budapest Memorandum, Biden didn't do it. They should have gone to Ukraine's aid in 2014 when this whole thing started off in the Donbass. And Obama didn't do it. Remember, he sent over there MREs and blankets. And here comes Trump, who was sending them Stinger missiles.
Big difference. Yeah, big difference. And of course, the idea is not to try to get into some kind of conflict directly, but you're right. I mean, that 2014 incident created the stage for what happened now under Biden with the invasion of Ukraine, because they figured, hey, it's not Trump. It's not somebody who's going to be tough with us. So, let's have at it.
Well, I mean, Biden came out and said it was a minor incursion. 14,000 people died before Putin went in there with a full invasion of Ukraine.
Well, and
I don't call that a minor incursion.
Well, no. And again, it's almost as if, you know, we were told that the foreign policy thing, this was the adults in the room, as we've heard, but it seems like they are so averse to actually conducting real foreign policy because sometimes it's hard and it's not pretty. You know what I mean?
Additionally, the money and they're that we have earmarked for Ukraine, from what I can tell, the majority of it actually went to U.S. weapon suppliers. It didn't go to Ukraine.
Yeah, and they'll tell you, well, it said for Ukraine. So technically, it's for Ukraine, you know, that kind of stuff.
And the stuff that we've sent over there is actually our old stuff. You know, we don't use tanks anymore, so here's some tanks. Well, here's some old weapons that we've had, you know, stored for decades. We don't use anymore. So here, we'll give them all the old stuff. Well, and that's what we've done.
Indeed.
Except we finally force them into the ATACMS platform.
But the idea, though, is now it's been over 2 years, basically. There's the time to win this thing wasn't that more early on, because right now the counteroffensive, whatever that was, that's not going to work or hasn't
worked. It never had to happen.
Yeah. Yeah.
And now everybody is saying, see, Zelensky just fired his top war general, which he did yesterday. He actually didn't fire him. He just reassigned him. So, I mean, that into itself is a whole false notion that he fired him. He just took him and reassigned him and put somebody else in his place. And so, I mean, and I'm seeing this thing that Zelensky has put, you know, there's now a kill list. You know, that apparently includes Tucker. I mean, give me a break. That's just false. That's another propaganda operation, KGB tactic coming out of the Kremlin.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, but Putin, of course, is, you know, what the things that he's doing and saying overall, you know, are also very disturbing. This whole thing, you know, as you said, should have never happened to begin with. And here we are. And so, but of course, what happened just the other day, we had a Russian missile that almost went into Poland, and Poland scrambled their jet fighters about.
Correct. And now we have some issues with Finland and closing their border. So let's take the United States completely out of the equation, and let's look at other world leaders, Eastern European leaders, and see what their positions are, because most of them are terrified. And I would say Latvia is especially terrified. Moldova, especially terrified.
And why wouldn't they be?
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, Denise Simon, thank you so much. It's been a great morning talking with you.
Go
here.
Go Chiefs.
Again. Go Chiefs. That's right. And I'll tell you what, we're going to talk to you again on Monday, my friend.
Okay. Good deal.
All right.
Good weekend.
You too. Take care. Denise Simon, everybody. FoundersCode.com. The Denise Simon Experience on Facebook as well. Head over to FoundersCode.com. Check out all the stuff Denise has for articles, materials. Todd, thank you for holding on. I'm sorry we couldn't get your call in this segment, but we'll talk to you again real soon. Folks, stay right there. We're coming right back with Chris Markowski.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. It is the Friday / weekend edition. And we are just flying through this program again this morning, folks. I got to tell you something. As I've been saying here, this is the best job in the world. And I'll tell you, I have you to thank for that. It's much appreciated. I appreciate everybody's messages. I appreciate the calls. And we are just really, I think, building a great community here on the radio. And it's our pleasure to come and be on the show with you each and every weekday morning. And, of course, also the weekend show as well, but folks, we've reached the part of the program here on this Friday edition where we talk to Patrick Hyland. He, of course, is the insurance QB, the insurance quarterback. He's also host of the Sports Zone right here on AM 860 The Answer, and you can hear him on Sundays 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. Eastern Time, again, right here on AM 860 The Answer. And I've been waiting all day to talk to Patrick because, of course, we're heading into Super Bowl weekend. Good morning, Patrick.
Good morning, Cal. Who are we pulling for?
Well, I know that our friend Denise Simon, she's pulling for the Chiefs, and I think I'd probably be in that same zone as well.
All right, man. Yeah, it's going to be a good game. We'll see what the 49ers can muster up against Mr. Patrick Mahomes. And it should be a great game. I'm looking forward to it. going to be a lot of fun. Yeah, it's always fun to watch the commercials, too. I enjoy the whole thing. Watch the game. I'm not a big halftime show guy. How about yourself, Kyle?
Well, it just depends. You know, there have been some real ups and downs, and I don't know how you can pull off a great halftime show. It just, I don't know what it is, but I just think it's very hard. It somehow always turns into a medley, you know, stuff like that. And, yeah. You know, it is what it is. But I don't know. I remember back when they had Tom Petty on, I thought that was kind of cool because I'm a big Tom Petty fan. But, you know.
Yeah, there you go. There's a guy from Florida, Gainesville, Florida, University of Florida guy. So very cool to bring him up. You know, people here in Florida listen to the show. I appreciate Tom Petty. Sad that he passed away a couple of years ago. Just, a little too young for that. But, you know, that's why we got to enjoy people while they're here and take care of each other and treat each other with a random act of kindness once in a while and just be pleasant and nice to each other. And this Super Bowl weekend, you know, there you go. You know, because there'll be parties going on and people, hey, you know, if you're a 49er fan and they win it, great. You know, don't act like a fool, and vice versa. If KC wins it, don't act like a fool. You know, it's just we need to be a little bit more civil instead of arrogant. I think, Cal, I think there's something to be said for that. But
agreed. Absolutely.
So, very cool. I'm looking forward to baseball coming here real soon. Florida and Arizona out where your neck of the woods. You know, it's going to be a lot of fun this year. I think we're going to have a good baseball season. I think there's you got your teams, with the big money, the Dodgers and the Yankees, but you got a lot of teams that have a lot of youth and a lot of hungry kids who want to play well. So we shall see. They'll report to spring training, next week, the pitchers and catchers, and the week after that, all the position players. And I'm looking forward to it because it just brightens up Florida, to say the least. Gets all the people excited about baseball coming, and it's just, it used to be America's pastime in sports, but football's taking over. But baseball's trying to come back. Cal, I like that they've sped up the game and have done things to get the younger crowd involved in the sport.
Oh yeah, it is kind of good because it does make the games go a little bit faster, and especially if you're there at the stadium, it doesn't go so late into the evening. Sometimes you have games starting at 6 o'clock, and you're not leaving till 10 or 10:30 or something. It's a lot.
It is. It's a lot. People, have things to do, places to go. People see, the old saying.
That's right.
And, you just like to block out a certain amount of time. I think MLB could do some things a little different, too, a little bit more earlier games. People can find a way to get out and get to the games. I really do believe that. But I don't know why they don't. I understand during the week you want to get the people that are working out to the game, and not everybody can leave early for work to get there. But there's a decent amount of people that can in most major league cities. So
sure.
I think that would be a neat idea. So, and the other thing for the kids, let's get the kids out to the ball game. They make it a Saturday and Sunday thing, and I get it, but, man, that's when it's a lot of money. And a lot of kids are playing sports on Saturday and Sunday, so now they can't go to the game where on a weekday you can take them out. Get to the ballpark at 5 o'clock.
Yeah.
And play ball. I think it'd be a great idea.
Absolutely.
Let's talk a little bit about our Tampa Bay Lightning here. All the people here in Tampa Bay that listen to the show, Kyle, lost a couple in a row, and they're not playing up to their potential. And I hope they're going to spin it around and make it happen because, they've had a great year. They're still in the hunt. And the biggest thing is, it's when you get hot in April. Can you get hot in the playoffs and finish them out? Because that's what it's going to take. The Golden Knights out there in Vegas, if that's where the Super Bowl is going to be played. Let's talk about them. This is a franchise less than 6 years old, just playing great hockey. And very exciting what they've done out there. it's kind of neat that Vegas has turned into more of a sports town instead of just a gambling town, Kyle. Have you noticed that and heard that out that way?
Well, I think so, yeah, because obviously they've got the sports franchises now. The Tropicana is now going to be demolished here very soon, we understand, to make way for the new baseball park. I mean, that's really going to be a sight to behold as well, because the Trop is down there, you know, pretty much, I think, well, at least as I recall, down towards the end of the strip, and it's definitely going to be a big deal.
Yeah, it's kind of weird, isn't it? I mean, you think about it, Oakland, California, San Francisco, California, they'll still have the Giants, but no more A's and no more, Raiders.
The Raiders, just exactly.
Just kind of amazing. They still have Golden State, you know, out there for basketball. It's just kind of funny how California has changed over the years, Cal. People don't realize. And I don't know. We need to get America back to what it used to be. Let's just leave it at that. I know you talk about that on the show all the time. It's great that you have this show from this time. People don't realize also all our truckers out there hustling and making it happen. It's not an easy gig. You know, this country wouldn't survive without the 18-wheelers moving everything around for us.
Oh man, no, we wouldn't have stuff. We couldn't go to the store and buy stuff. You know, it would just be barren. That's what would happen. Yeah,
exactly. That's why we have to just be cognizant of that. And everything in our country, there's supply and demand, and everything works a certain way. So that's why I like your show.
Thank you. I appreciate
it. And it's important, man. It's important for everybody to realize, have an understanding. In our school system, we need to teach these kids more of a logical standpoint on how the world works instead of just finding a way to pass a test. That's another thing I think that would do wonders for this country. And all our policemen and women out there, man, you know, God bless them, Cal, and our military. Freedom isn't free. That's fine. You know, we need to do a shout out for them. And let's be safe and sound this weekend over Super Bowl weekend. Let's enjoy and be thankful for what we have.
Mm-hmm.
Take care of each other. And that's just so important, Cal.
Well said.
Appreciate you having me on the show. As always, talking some sports, having some fun with it. And also got a cool call from some listeners in Colorado this past week, Cal.
Oh, really?
Give me some insurance. Questions and finance questions, Medicare questions, and another cool place, the Avalanche. I had a tough time of it yesterday against the Hurricanes for all my Colorado fans out there talking sports. And, you know, it's nice to talk to people around the country who can kind of enlighten you on a lot of things. So,
oh, sure.
If I can help out anybody, please feel free to call me at 813-966-1052. You might be pleasantly surprised. Wealth of knowledge, and I can be of assistance to you. And no matter what, we'll have fun talking. And if you're local, we'll have a cup of coffee together, talk some sports. And that's what it's all about. Have a wonderful weekend, Cal. God bless you. Talk to you Monday, sir.
Yeah, thank you. Talk to you Monday, Patrick. God bless. All right, Patrick Hyland, everybody. He is the insurance quarterback. You hear him right here on the Sports Zone on AM 860. Folks, we are out of here for this morning, but go out there, make it a great day, have a great weekend, enjoy the Super Bowl, and we will see you next time right here on the program. Kyle Warren with you. Take care out there.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.